God bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
The last question. Do you know where you're going? Dr. Luke has spoken to us so profoundly with such great wisdom and with great conviction. The revelation that God has given him as it relates to the role, the function, and the purpose of those of us who are a part of the Church of Jesus Christ. He emphasized the fact that we are called to play a role that would allow man and woman to experience the saving grace of God by virtue of the atonement. Powerful, powerful message. Last night, by the Spirit of God, he emphasized the fact that we ought to make ourselves available so that God can work in us both to will and to do, in order for the immutability of his will to be established in the lives of those who are sitting in darkness, so that they can be translated into the marvelous and the superlative kingdom of God and of his Son. Tonight, I want to talk to you about you. I want to talk to you about you before you came here. In order for you to fulfill the purpose of God, the plan of God, the immutability of his design, it is imperative, absolutely necessary that we answer the question, who are you? It's imperative that we answer the question, where do you come from? Equally important, where are you going? When I look at you, I don't just see man and I don't just see woman. When I look at you, I do not see Ghanaians. When I look at you, I don't see male, nor do I see female. When I look at you, I look at the wisdom of God. When I look at you, I look at the creation of God. When I look at you, I look at the design of God sitting in front of me. Who are you? Why are you so important? Why are you so valuable to God? Why is it that you are here? Why does the Bible relate to you in such a profound, such a prolific, and such a powerful way? Why do they refer to you as the salt of the earth? What makes you the light of the world? Why do they refer to you as that city that's on top of the hill? Who are you? Where do you come from why are you here and where are you going? Let me start with the first answer. You are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Before you fell in your mother's womb, before conception took place, before your mother felt the embryo moving on the inside of her womb, you had your existence in God. The Bible declares, in Him you live, in Him you move, in Him you have the essence of your being. You were valuable, you were precious. When David talks about the mysteries of God, he says, I am fearfully, I am wonderfully made. He says, oh God, your thoughts towards me are excellent and wonderful. He says, you know me before I sit down. You know me when I get up. He says, you know my whereabouts and my unspoken thoughts. He says, there's hardly a word upon my tongue and my mouth, and you know it. He says, oh God, you have searched me and you know me well. He says, I'm fearfully, I'm wonderfully made. He says, your eyes saw my unformed substance when yet nothing there were. He says, all the days of my life was recorded in your books before my life and journey began. When God engaged Jeremiah, he speaks to him about this mystery. Jeremiah chapter number 1, verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, before I found... Everybody don't write. Look at me. Don't leave. Close the books. Close. 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 Before I found you in your mother's womb, I knew you, I consecrated you, I set you apart, and I ordained the very purpose and the essence of your life. Jeremiah, where were you before you were born? In Him you lived, in Him you moved, in Him you had the essence, the totality of your being. So when you come to the people's planet, Jeremiah, don't be confused with regards to what is happening in and with your life, because I knew you, I formed you, I created you, I equipped you, I gave you capacity, I blessed you, I sanctified you, I blessed you with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. In fact, let me go so far as to tell you that your life is hidden in God, in Christ, and together you are already seated with Him in heavenly places. You are my workmanship. I'm sending you to the earth as my what? My workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. The reason reason why you are here in the earth is because God has ordained and established the purpose of your life. Nobody is here because of the will of a man and a woman. You are not here by chance. You are not here by accident. You are here by the divine providence of God Himself. You are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. You are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, peculiar nation, a people that have been translated from the darkness into His marvelous light, so that the fragrance and the knowledge of the person of Jesus might be revealed to your generation. The reason, in fact, why you're here, the reason, in fact, why God started you, is because He successfully completed you. God never starts something that He did not finish. He normally tells the end from the beginning. He's the one that calls those things that be not as though they were. When they talk about you, this is what they say: blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Before you came here, the irrevocable blessing of God has been spoken and declared over your life. And I'm here to tell you that no man can curse that which God has blessed. You're blessed whether you know it or not. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. You are the head. You are not the tail. You are above. You are not beneath. You've got capacity. You've got agility. You've got ability. There's absolutely nothing that you cannot do. Hallelujah. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. When I look at you, I look at a blessed man. When I look at you, I look at a blessed woman. When I look at you, I'm reminded that no weapon that's formed against you will be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment stand condemned. I'm reminded that though the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God inside of you will raise up a standard against him. I declare that you are blessed. You don't hear me. I've come all the way 4,000 kilometers plus to tell you that you are blessed of God. You are highly favored. You were chosen before the foundation of the earth was laid, and the blessing of God has been spoken and declared over your life. Somebody shout, I am blessed. Who told you you lack capacity? Who told you you lack ability? Who told you you don't have what it takes? That's certainly not God's opinion about your person. Not only have you been blessed, God, your Father, has chosen you before the foundation of the earth was
has laid, your Father chose you.
And there you go, all worried about people, worried about their opinion about you, worried about what they think and what they say and what the latest gossip is with regards to the essence of your being. Listen here, child of God. Every tongue that rises up against you, it is condemned. Because God chose you without the permission of human beings. You are chosen not because of, you are chosen in spite of. You are precious. You are valuable. You are beautiful. You have been chosen in Christ. You are well accepted in the beloved. Don't you know that nothing can separate you from your Father's love? Principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness, angels, things present, things to come. Neither death nor life. Nothing can separate you from your Father's love. You go through the water, He's there. You go through the fire, He's there. He'll never leave you, never forsake you, never disappoint you. Why? Because you are His child. And you are chosen. Telling me I can't do this because I'm a woman. I can't do this because I'm that. Well, where do you get that information? Don't you know that the constitution of your country says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things have passed away, and behold, everything becomes brand new. In Christ there is neither male nor female. There's no Jew, there's no Gentile. You say, if there is neither male nor female, what am I? You are a spiritual being sent from heaven to have a human experience. You are not a human being having a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being that's having a short human experience. The fish lives in the water and has his sustenance and the essence of his being through his attachment with the water. And the plant is attached to the soil. The baby, when it grows, is attached to the umbilical cord and is protected in the mother's womb. Everything in nature is attached to that from which they are created. Your attachment is in God. In Him you have to live. In Him you have to move. In Him you have to have the essence of your being. Listen to your brother. Your brother says, I only do the things I see my Father do. I only speak the words I hear my Father speak. Believe me if I tell you, I am in the Father
and the Father is in me. He that has seen me has seen the Father. You are so precious, so rare, so valuable, that the Bible says Christ in you. Christ in you is the hope all of heaven is comforted at the fact that you are a carrier of the seed of greatness, the seed of God, the seed that has overcome this world, the seed that has overcome death, hell, and the grave. You are unstoppable. You are undeniable. You are a force to be reckoned with. Heaven rejoices in the fact that wherever you go, you carry Jesus with you. He lives in you. He moves in you. He'll use your eyes. He'll use your ears. He'll use your brain. Doesn't the Bible say you have the mind of Christ? Doesn't the Bible admonish you that you should be clothed with Christ? Didn't Jesus say to you that if a man loves me, I and the Father will come and we will abide with him? Didn't Jesus say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you? Where do you come from? You come from the presence of God. Your Father sent you here. You are created in His image, in His likeness, long before the curse, the blessing was conferred. So how do you curse that which God has blessed? Sit up straight. I'm going back. This message is going to help you. Listen to the scripture. Now we know that all things work together for the good for them that love the Lord, for them who are the called according to His purpose. What that scripture suggests, what that scripture implies, is that no matter what happens in your life, ultimately all things has to align and come together for your good. It has to. I don't care what the devil and the hordes of hell has planned for your demise. I don't care how they want to take you out and frustrate you. I don't care how they want you to be oppressed and in a dark place. My Bible says all things will work together for your good. It will come together. It will be aligned. It will conform to the will, the immutable design of Almighty God. Do you hear me tonight? I've come to encourage somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter where you find yourself, let them throw you in a lion's den. It's going to come together and work out for the good. Let them throw you in a fiery furnace. It's going to come together for your good. Let them lock you on the inside of a jail cell. It's going to come together for your good. Let them lock you up in a pit somewhere. It's going to come together, Joseph, for your good. Why? Because God is not a man that he has to lie. Neither is he the son of man that has to repent. If God says it, he will do it. If God speaks it, he will bring it to pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God over your life, over your family, over your children, over your dreams will come to pass. I see the will of God being done in your life. Somebody shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive. Shout, I receive.
Let them lock him away in a tomb. Let them force a crown of thorns on his brow. Let them whip him. Let them ostracize. Let them criticize. Let them deny. Who says the prophet have believed our report? To whom was the arm of the Lord revealed? He has grown up as a tender plant before him. When we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Yet, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. It's okay, it's okay. But he stand there the whole night. You whip him all you want. Pull out his beard. Make fun of him, mock him, ridicule him. It's all right. Hit him until his strength has left his body. Hit him until the announcement of the new day and the sun rises. Hit him until you force him to take that old rugged cross, to put it on his back and to walk Via Della Rosa. Hit him until he falls down and Simon has to come and pick it up. It's all right. It's in my will. It's in my plan. It's in my design. And yet, no weapon that's formed against him shall be able to prosper. Every tongue that rises up against him in judgment, stand. You go ahead, hit him. Hit him. Take him. Nail him to the cross. It's all right. My purpose shall prevail. In the end, it's going to work out for the good. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. Hit him a sign. Hit him until you elevate him and raise him up. Let him hang on that cross as though rejected by both heaven and earth. It's all right. Hit him until he gets mocked by one that's hanging next to him. It's all right. If you are the Son of God, why don't you get off and take us off? Hit him until the other one says,
You speak as a fool. Surely we deserve our just reward. Can't you see this is an innocent one? Let him, until he continue to evangelize, like what we heard last night. And he said to the man, this day, even though I'm in pain, and even though I'm in agony, and even though I'm suspended between the heaven and earth as though rejected by both, my first assignment is, I've got in death, I've got to still win souls. So this day, you will be with me in paradise. Hit him, deny him, it's gonna work out for his good. Hit him until the sun refuses to shine. Hit him until the earth breaks out in convulsions. Hit him until the centurion soldiers say, truly, this one is the Son of God. Hit him until from the inner recesses of his being, he cried, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It's gonna come together. Hit him, deny him, refuse him, belittle him, betray him. It's gonna come together. Hit him until in death and in pain, he opens his mouth and he says, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. And I hear the Lord saying to me to tell to you, you've got to forgive while it hurts. You cannot go to your next level with bitterness in your heart. The next chapter of your life cannot unfold, cannot be introduced, unless the last chapter of your life is closed with forgiveness. Unforgiveness will destroy you. It's like drinking poison, expecting someone else to die. In order for you to get into your next season in pain, you have to give forgiveness because of the great glory that's waiting for you on the other side. It's all right, you go on ahead, hit him until with his last strength he says, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And oh, but thank God, the disciples is in hiding. Everybody else, his mother is crying. Everybody is disappointed because look what happened to him. That's Friday. Saturday morning, they wondered, maybe this is a bad dream and we're surely going to wake up from it. Saturday morning came, Saturday evening announced itself, but then Sunday morning came. Hallelujah. And when Sunday morning came, all things came together for the good, because he loved God, because he was called according to the purpose and the design of God. And when death looked at him, death couldn't hold him, the grave couldn't keep him. Victoriously, triumphantly, he arose from the dead. He took the keys of death. Hell and the grave. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. My God, Jesus is alive.
Without your story, you will not see His glory. The reason for your story is so that He can reveal His glory. Your miracle is in your mess. So whatever it is that life throws at you is necessary for where you're going. It's all factored in. It's all part and parcel. Wait. Your brother, the other one, Paul, he says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of ourselves. He says, three times I've prayed. I said, Lord, deliver me. The third time he came back to me, he said to me, my grace is sufficient. He said, now I've taken a decision, I will rather glory in my infirmity so that the strength and the power of God would manifest itself in and through my life. That's why it is written, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am.
Been blessed by this message, kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/Samuel Addison, Twitter @ProfSamAddison, or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you. Oh,